Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. It's generally a bad idea to open attachments of any sort that you might get in email or on instant messaging or iMessage without you might have a bad day. And in fact, there's now a bug that some guy had found in on current versions of iOS that will effectively brick iMessage on your iPhone if you open this particular attachment. You're going to have to follow this guy's video, I guess, to get the steps or whatever if you happen to get bricked by this. But that general rule of not opening attachments from people you don't know or ones you're not expecting. Yeah. Even with people you know, you probably want to be careful. But apparently, opening this thing, yeah, you see the video, it looks good. I am not going to try it on my phone, and sadly, at this point, there's no version of iOS that is out that has a fix for this, so I would recommend just be careful. And yeah, and even the current beta of iOS 10.2.1 or whatever is still apparently has this issue as well. And yeah, it doesn't look like it's an easy thing to get around, because yeah, once you open the attachment, yeah, iMessage is just completely blown up, and yeah, even if you try to go back into it, it's locked up. So So be careful, and hopefully Apple fixes this as soon as possible. My guess is since this was discovered over the Christmas break, that maybe they're working on it now, and they'll release something, hopefully soon to address this bug. It just seems kind of silly, but it is the kind of thing that happens, and when it looks like a contact or something that gets sent to that you can send, and it's must be corrupt in some funny way that iMessage doesn't like. So hopefully they fix it, but just be careful, and don't open things on iMessage that you weren't, I say regular text messages are fine. It's the attachments you got to worry about. Just be careful. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.